knowledge fight.
And Jordan, I am sweating.
KnowledgeFight.com.
It's time to pray.
I have great respect for Knowledge Fight.
Knowledge Fight.
I'm sick of them posing as if they're the good guys, saying we are the bad guys.
Knowledge Fight.
Dan and Jordan.
Knowledge Fight.
I need money.
Andy in Kansas. Andy.
Stop it.
Andy in Kansas.
Andy. It's time to pray. Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
Knowledge Fight.
KnowledgeFight.com.
I love you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Knowledge Fight. I'm Dan.
I'm Jordan.
We're a couple dudes like to sit around, worship at the altar of Selene, and talk a little bit about Alex Jones.
Oh, indeed we are, Dan.
Jordan.
Dan.
Jordan.
Quick question for you.
What's up?
What's your bright spot today?
My bright spot today is I got a driver's license.
Yeah!
I've made some reference to being busy lately on the show, and I didn't want to discuss it because I felt like I want this process to all be done before I talk about it. Otherwise, I'm going to give up on
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yep.
And so I've kept it largely to myself, but I've been in the process of getting a driver's license so I can go to the woods.
Which is an ironic truth of things is like, I need government documentation so I can get away from all of you.
I need the government to give me a little card so I can safely traverse to the woods.
Yep.
I've finished that process, and I'd like to thank you for your help.
Oh, you're
in taking me down to Midlothian order to go to the DMV and take a driver's test.
It was a jaunt. It was fun. You did good.
Yeah.
Proud of you, buddy.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't know what my score was.
Never ask.
All that she said was that you passed.
That's all you need.
Yep. I think I did okay. I didn't hit any cones.
Good.
There was no parallel parking, so that was a nice relief.
You took it out of the parking lot, though, right?
I did.
Yeah, we drove
around the block and a little bit down Pulaski
and
through a residential neighborhood and then back to the lot where they had cones set up to navigate a little bit. And it was fine. This sounds like something that as a adult, people listening are probably like, what's the big deal?
But I understand.
I haven't had a driver's license in like 15 years.
Right.
Living in Chicago, you don't really need one.
Right.
And so, you know, this is a big thing.
It's an unfortunate truth for everybody that I've known as an adult who has gotten a driver's license is this weird inherent feeling of this is what children do, so I must not be correct in society.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. You're fine.
Or it's like, this is such a minimal, small thing. And I definitely felt that way at the DMV, looking around and seeing like 16-year-olds license.
Yeah.
And it made me feel very old. But hey, whatever. I don't give a fuck. I always feel old.
I saw a bunch of elderly people in those cars too.
True.
And I was looking at them going like, oh, please run through a stop sign so I never have to worry about you on the road.
The lady who was giving me the test said within the last week she had given a driver's test to a 90-year-old.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey,
did she?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Oh, that's HIPAA rules.
Yeah, HIPAA. So anyway, I'm roadworthy.
Yeah.
What's your bright spot?
As are you licensed, so have I. Finally, I received my medical card.
Oh, for your weed.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So you know, I got my medical card.
Yep.
And then the next thing I did is I went to my dispensary and like, look at all the medical stuff, right?
Mm.
Man, it doesn't save you that much money, but if you put it up over time with that I could have had it for like the past couple of years, that's a lot of money, man.
Mm-hmm.
I threw a lot of money away on
sure.
tax. But it was to the government. It was taxes to Chicago, so I guess that's fine.
I guess.
Or maybe Illinois. I don't know.
I'm conflicted about this on one level because it does imply a gigantic amount of weed that you're buying.
If it comes down
to like getting the medical card is an investment.
Yeah. Oh boy.
But I bet that's the case for a lot of people.
Well, no, but I mean, we're talking like it's almost half off.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's whether or not it's that much volume. Half off is crazy.
True.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, a lot of those cigarettes and alcohol and shit. A lot of the price of it is built in by taxes and stuff. So.
Yep.
So what'd you get your first time with the card?
Oh, I haven't gotten anything with the card yet. I was just browsing.
Oh.
I was just on the website looking at how cool it is that it's so much less expensive now.
I picture them, like, when you go in,
yeah,
they just have, like, a little roped off area.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Mr. Holmes.
Oh, we have been welcome. Expecting you.
Yeah, you're part of the elite now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now that the government has also given you a card,
mm-hmm,
saying that it's legal for you to do this thing that I guess is still federally illegal somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch out for ICE.
Watch out for ICE. Mm-hmm. They're everywhere, man. They're looking for any excuse.
ICE goes in your booze, not in your spleef. I guess.
Nope. That one's not gonna have legs.
Well, I'm glad that we both have documents.
Yes, we are documented.
So, Jordan, today we have an episode to go over.
Okay.
We're gonna be talking about October 18th, 2025.
Ooh, that's recent.
It's a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It was the day of the No Kings protest.
Sure.
That were going on all around right. the country.
How'd they do?
Well, I will say this about Alex in advance.
Yeah.
He's not over committing to the idea that there's going to be a false flag.
Okay.
Which you normally would see him do.
Yeah.
And I think there's a almost like, bah, kind of sense that he has to it.
So if I understand correctly, and I'm just going to go ahead and say this right now, we've been building up to how Antifa is a terrorist organization. The No Kings protest was one of the largest countrywide mm-hmm. protest days.
Ever?
And so, if we combine the two, naturally, we must have had multiple terrorist attacks in that time period, right?
Yeah, I mean, based on everything that's been building up, you would think that.
You would think that would have to happen.
Yeah, and I think that Alex leaves, he keeps space for that to be true.
Sure.
But he also isn't like, in the past, we've seen him being like, it's going down,
yeah.
This is the, like,
yeah, absolutely.
And he's not doing that. So that's restrained.
Yeah.
And we'll check in and see what he is doing instead.
All right.
But first, let's take a little moment to say hello to some new wonks.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
So first, to the titillating, tooting, teething, titty babies everywhere, give them hell. Thank you so much. You're now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next, I run a fun and useful company called Liquid Donate, and I'm a huge Knowledge Fight fan, and a shout-out might be helpful for our startup. Thank you so much. You're now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next, shout out to Golfton's owner for introducing me to this amazing podcast. I now know more than most people about Alex Jones, and for that, I thank you, and I'll never forgive you. P.S. Sadie says, wanted to buy you the InfoWars dagger, but I convinced her not to. Thank you so much. You're now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And we got a technocrat in the mix, Jordan. So thank you so much to, as a wife guy myself, shout out to my wonderful wife, Joan, and our precious poodle, Mona Lisa. Love you, Joel. Thank you so much. You're now a technocrat.
I'm a policy wonk.
4 stars. Go home to your mother and tell her you're brilliant.
Someone sodomite sent me a bucket of poop.
Daddy Shark. Bom, 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 bom. Jar Jar Binks has a Caribbean black accent.
He's a loser little titty baby.
I don't want to hate black people. I renounce Jesus Christ.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you very much.
So this is an episode that Alex did on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
which is generally, you know, like his day off.
Yeah.
And he's doing it out of the backup studios, the Alex Jones not owned by him
right,
studios.
Right, the Chase Geyser studios.
And I feel like there is a general vibe that it's like, well, InfoWars is dead. We're just waiting for to end.
Okay.
It's Saturday, October 18th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the Alex Jones Network backup studios. And you saw the Supreme Court rule against us on Tuesday that they're allowed to have judges find people guilty and then have show trials. And they've also now done that to Mike Lindell. So InfoWars will be shut down next week, but definitely within the next month. That's just the name, InfoWars.com. That's just the studios. Important fight. We're counter-suing them. They're in a lot of trouble for what they've done. You have the DOJ, Opera, that's killing all the investigations. Todd Blanche, you know, killing the investigation into what happened to us. But it's coming back. Don't worry. But what matters is you have a voice. I have a voice. Their attempted censorship has massively failed. And not just here in America, but all over the world. The globalists admit they are in free fall defeat. The Democratic Party has the lowest approval rating in their history, the lowest fundraising in their history. They have a completely flat pulse.
So you notice that globalist just means Democrat.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
whatever he's built up of this idea of, you know, parties not being important or anything, that's gone.
All gone.
Yeah, it all of those feelings that he's negatively built up and associated with globalists are all just Democrat now.
Yeah, and it's not
and
even
not Republican enough. People right. who are not Republican
right.
enough.
No, it's like it's almost more team sports to the like I hate the Cardinals. I'll never like a Cardinals fan. Why? Because they're from Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all you need.
Yeah, yeah, I like the Royals.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Fine.
Strange.
Work.
Your principle about anti-Missouri seems
you do
to have
seems unimportant to you, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Trump is doing so well, unlike InfoWars, that is clearly about gone.
Okay, I'll believe you.
And even his critics have come around on him.
Who?
Well, one
Which
guy.
Which ones?
Now, the Austin police, not waiting for the feds to do their job, raided a giant communist Chinese government-run human trafficking operation. Incredible. The feds are busting huge human trafficking operations every few hours. It just hits the local news here and there, but it doesn't get the coverage. Trump is scaling up enforcement massively that was dismantled under Biden. And even critics of Trump in the last 10 months of him being back in office, like Nick Fuentes, are having to say, okay, he is scaling up. They really are doing something. Yeah.
Alex is trying to invoke some idea that, like, Trump's opponents have come around to his way of thinking and realize he's correct.
Yeah.
In reality, he's saying that Nick Fuentes complained that Trump's immigration agenda wasn't Nazi enough, and he's been pleasantly surprised with how Nazi it's been.
Yeah.
The raid that Alex is talking about isn't connected to all the ICE state-funded terrorism that's been going on.
Mm.
The Austin police were cracking down on massage parlors that offered illegal services, which normally I wouldn't support. I don't think that that's a good use of public funds, but according to some news reports, there were people, including minors, who worked at the parlors who were being exploited.
Sure.
And therefore, you know, this is obviously
it was
a legitimate
real
police
thing. Yeah,
operation.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of the information about this raid isn't public at this point yet, but it feels like normal police stuff more than the ICE shit.
Yeah.
So I think it's important not to conflate these two things.
Yeah.
And Alex is doing that.
Yeah, we don't need ICE helping with underage sex trafficking. That's pretty fair. That's pretty fairly. Everybody's got that one.
Yeah,
we're on it.
And we don't need them to get credit for normal policing that is not connected to ICE.
No, at no point in time do you need to give it up to kidnappers.
Mm-hmm.
They're holding people ransom, but it's okay because it's the state.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not okay.
It's not good.
No.
So the No Kings protest are going to be that evening.
Sure.
Or that day.
Okay.
While Alex is on air.
While they're there.
And it probably is going to be boring during the day.
Sure.
But at night.
Oh.
In response, they have the communist, globalist, No Kings, Antifa operations, 2,700 plus demonstrations nationwide. I can tell you they're having them in towns all around Austin. I talked to a guy at the gas station, a listener. 200 of them or so blocked the road this morning. He was late to work. They got people protesting in Bastrop. They got people protesting in Round Rock. That's just where I live. Downtown, I was down there today doing a podcast with Sean Johnson. I saw all these Antifa and Palestinian flags and, you know, groups of hundreds here and there, you know, all over the place protesting. But what they always do is they roll out the peaceful protests during the day to point their news cameras at it and say, oh, look, we're so peaceful. And then at night is when the violence kicks off. We'll have all the coverage at InfoWars.com and Real Alex Jones on X and at Rumble and so much more. But remember, we've been told by all the talking heads in corporate media and the Democrats that Antifa doesn't exist because it's a racketeering criminal terror organization funded by George Soros and the Democrats. It's also funded by the globalists in Europe. Well, the fact it's been declared a domestic terror group, international terror group, that's because it is. And that's so key for them to always say it's headless and or doesn't exist, so that you can't go up the chain of the organized crime and actually stop the people that are actually running it, and the people that are actually doing it. But that's happening. The grand juries are open. And I've got footage out of New York, L.A., Austin, of the Antifa flags and the Antifa signs. And then saying Antifa doesn't exist at the same time. What they're saying is we're all Antifa now.
So I think that this encapsulates the vibe that he has, which is like, be scared. But also, I don't really want to be too committed to definitely don't expect something to happen in the middle of the day.
Right.
It'll be later if anything does happen. And
right. We're the only news organization that's ever considered nighttime also on the table.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. We're there even when it's dark.
We are broadcasting right now during light time.
Which is crazy.
And later on, the vampires will come out. Now, I'll be asleep at that point, but I'm scared.
I do appreciate this analysis. People prefer to do bad things at the nighttime.
Right, and that's
hard
why
to see him.
That's why Batman generally was around at night.
Yeah.
He used the darkness because the villains used the darkness.
It was helpful in terms of just as a strategic move to not be seen while doing crimes.
Yeah, and that's what Antifa might do tonight, but they might also not.
Nah,
I don't know.
They probably won't.
I don't know. Anyway, their charter.
Yeah, the Antifa charter?
Yeah, have you ever read the Antifa charter?
I have not read the charter.
Wow.
Who wrote the charter?
I don't know, but it sounds bad.
Yeah,
it sounds real bad.
Okay.
Antifa believes their official charter since the 30s.
Official charter.
Starting in Germany, that they are anti-free speech, anti-freedom. And they believe in violence against people they don't agree with. Anyone that is not a communist, a devil worshiper, or a pedophile. Literally.
Hmm.
That is their plank. Communism, Satanism, and pedophilia. Look it up.
Okay.
Okay, look it up.
I tried.
Yeah?
It's not a real thing.
Have you looked up just communism, Satanism, and pedophilia all in the same, just as a...
I have not, but I did really dig around to try to find this Antifa charter.
Yeah.
And it's not, it doesn't,
can't
I don't
find
think it exists.
Not an official one.
I think Alex might be making this up.
Okay, but is there an unofficial charter? You know what I mean? Like, it's not official, but we all take it as official.
Alex says it's official, and it dates back to the 30s.
Who, did they get a notary?
You'd have to if it was official.
Right, that's fair. That's
a
fair.
Charter is something that is like, recognized by the state.
Was
like
it,
you have to get a charter for like your business or a nonprofit that you're starting.
Right.
It's not like a mission statement.
So was there a 2/3 vote to ratify this particular charter from the Antifa members?
I think there would have to be.
All right.
I don't know the minutes. I haven't seen the minutes.
What is their organizational structure? Who's like a mid-boss?
Hey,
do you know what I mean?
Let's leave the Satanism thing off the paper. Let's not put that in the founding documents.
We the people, scratch that out. We the communist, pedophile, murderer, socialist guys.
Satanists,
sorry.
That's important.
Yeah,
I
forgot
part of the
about
pillars.
That. I forgot.
Come on, man. Yep. We all agreed. I know you voted nay, but you're in the minority where Satanism is in there.
Okay, so are we talking about real Satanists who are like in contact with the devil?
You know, it's interesting because I don't know if Alex differentiates between people who are actually talking to the devil and people who just think they are. I think that they're kind of the same.
That seems disappointing because I would like to actually, if I knew that you could actually talk to the devil and I just thought I was talking to the devil, that's pretty disappointing.
Yeah. Such is Alex's life. So, Governor Abbott has decided to send troops to Austin in advance of the No Kings protest.
That's just nice to do.
Yeah, and Alex is totally into it.
Okay.
And the imaginary Antifa, and if you look, who's the main funder of this, it's George Soros affiliated groups, is out in mass. And of course, we haven't had kings since 1776. President Trump is duly elected, carrying out a constitutional duty. Now, Governor Abbott has directed the Texas National Guard and Texas DPS to deploy personnel and tactical assistance to Austin and other blue cities in Texas, like San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, ahead of a planned Antifa-linked demonstration, which is a declared national terror group. Violence and destruction will never be tolerated in Texas. Today, I directed the Department of Public Safety and National Guard to surge forces into Austin ahead of Antifa-linked protests. Texas will not tolerate chaos, anyone destroying property or committing acts of violence, like when they've attacked our reporters or attacked our armored truck. Will be swiftly arrested, he said. Law and order will be enforced.
This kind of action by a governor isn't allowed when Alex supports the people who would be affected by the guard being called out.
Yeah.
Like in the case of the Bundy Ranch standoff or the trucker protests against COVID vaccines.
You bet.
This kind of treatment is only allowed against the enemy. And let me be clear about something. I think that the messaging that Abbott is putting out and the way that this is going is deeply inappropriate and bad.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with a governor sending National Guard when there's going to be a giant protest. Logistics and crowd safety and those kinds of things can be handled decently well by a governor working with the National Guard.
Yeah.
I'm not fundamentally opposed to that, but when it's like we'll be there to fight back against Antifa, then this is now entering pretty dangerous territory.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's here's the problem that I'm struggling with whenever I hear about these things is I understand that all of these people who are in power are very, very happy with playing a feudal king lord thing, right? But they're not shock troops. They're not, like, the cops in Chicago are more oppressive than the National Guard in Texas. You know what I mean? Like, they're more going to be a problem for you. Yeah. But if you just send the National Guard to, like, a protest, they're just going to hang out, man.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
I think that given the opportunity, they could be more oppressive. It's a matter of... function and universe, like,
right,
the Chicago police are everywhere,
right, but to be shock troops you kind of also got to want to be, you know, like ICE wants to be shock troops. ICE yeah. wants to be out there causing harm and chaos to people because they're awful, right? Mm. But the National Guard lives here with you, like, but they're next door,
but that's part, you know, of the reason that it's very more effective to send in other states' National Guards.
That's
into
exactly
other people's
it
states,
yeah, that's totally right,
which
yeah.
is cool and definitely not
yeah
scary.
It's almost why they do that.
So now you're saying that ICE is bad and all that.
Yeah, no, they're evil, like, as an organization.
Well, have you considered that maybe they're scared? Because people are scary, and they're putting out bounties on ICE people.
Well, that's fair.
Bring a street vibe, as GOP calls them, hate America rallies. Well, they burn flags, American flags, at them. I mean, they're literally communists, don't believe in the First Amendment. Violent agitators arrested outside Chicago ICE facility attacking ICE agents. We got a little footage of that. Meanwhile, illegal alien offering $10,000 bounties to kill ICE agents arrested in Dallas. F around, find out. We got video of this. We'll see you cowards soon. DHS vows to hunt down suspects seeking to collect bounties, shooting videos of themselves, putting on Antifa outfits saying, we're going to collect bounties for killing ICE. Enjoy your prison sentence.
I think Antifa outfits might just be black clothes. I don't know.
Yeah.
So the guy that Alex is talking about who got arrested for offering bounties to shoot ICE agents was a 23-year-old dude who posted something saying he wanted to find 10 dudes to shoot ICE agents for $10,000 each on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's bad and dumb, but it's not a real recruitment effort.
No.
I guess that this kind of thing may be past the protection of free speech because, like, if someone does go and shoot somebody... and ask you for the money, are you involved in a conspiracy at that point? You have made an offer, a business offer. I don't know. I think that it's on the line, definitely, in terms of, like, what you can get away with.
Mm.
But I don't think it makes sense to build that up past the point of someone just being an idiot.
Yeah.
You can see in that clip, though, that Alex has fully adopted the Trump position on flag burning. He sold out his basic belief in free speech and what it means, because this isn't about principle, and it never was. It was always about power.
Yeah.
And that's clear.
See, now that's legal shock troop shit right there. That's what you do. You go after somebody who's just making a stupid joke that could be made by any of 10 million other people anywhere right now in this exact moment.
And this person probably doesn't have $10,000.
Of course not. I think that would be my central defense in the trial is... I don't have $10,000, and I'm not going to find a way to get it, as evidenced by the fact that I am representing myself in court right now. Mm. I'm broke.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. All I do know for sure, though, is, like, Alex is lost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what he used to stand for and everything that animated his politics and his show, it's violated.
Yeah.
He's gone back on everything. And he looks like a real hypocrite.
Yeah.
And I think he's getting some feedback about that.
Oh, yeah?
Because this next clip is where this show turns into a little bit of a being very defensive about people thinking that he's sold out.
Uh-oh.
And before I get more into this and Don Lemon and the rest of it, calling people to get guns and, you know, attack ICE people go, oh, Jones used to be the anti-police state guy. And now... You love the police state. No, we knew from the military and police going back 30 years ago that they were being trained. And I was given documents, video of them being trained for national gun confiscation, taking over elected governments, locking down highways, declaring martial law under Bill Clinton. And you had the 29 Palms, Marine Survey, all that. So that's unconstitutional. when you've got Biden, when I win the election, surge us with illegals and human trafficking and all these drug gangs, and then they sign them up to vote and all the rest of it. It's the survival of the country, and it's in the Constitution. But it's in the Declaration of Independence. The main bitch is the British crown wouldn't protect the borders from both pirates in the ocean and marauding native groups with the French in the north and native groups to the west. So go read the Declaration of Independence. The main bitch, there's a lot of them there, is this not defending the population.
So without getting into a lot of those specifics, because they're things that we've talked about a ton and they're just nonsense.
Sure.
I want to point out that Alex's defensive strategy against claims that he is now into the police state isn't, I'm still very against the police state.
Mm-mm.
He's taking a stance that boils down to police state stuff is actually good in this circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he understands it or not, the mere fact that he's trying to defend himself this way is proof that he's changed his position on the police state. It was supposed to be bad no matter what, not just because of what they planned to do with it. His career was built on that premise, so abandoning it now just reveals that it was fake the whole time and he didn't mean any of this shit.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to see how the Declaration of Independence was motivated by different things, depending on what Alex is into in any given moment.
It is nice, yeah.
Yeah. The Declaration of Independence doesn't accuse the king of not defending the colonies against piracy and native populations. It actually says that he was the pirate, and he incited the native populations against the colonists.
So that was the main bitch.
Not even the main one. That was one of them. That's not the main problem in the Declaration. Most of it's about lack of meaningful representation that they had in terms of making their own decisions as a government.
Oh, do you mean that thing that we all learned about in school? That whole, it was a real short couple of word kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Yep.
How about
that? In various different forms, they were complaining about
that. Yep.
Ironically, here's another one of the grievances that they had with the king. Quote, he has endeavored to prevent the population of these states, for that purpose obstructing the laws of naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither. They were pissed that the king was blocking and discouraging immigration and naturalization.
Yep.
Alex kind of just skims over that part because not important.
Well, how about that?
The king didn't want the population of the colonies to grow.
Because racism. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Racism and social services, Dan. The king didn't want to naturalize more citizens because of racism and social services.
Mm-hmm.
What a weird world we have always lived in.
It's a DEI king or something.
Oh, he's a DEI king.
So I think that Alex wants to leave open the door that there could be a false flag.
Sure.
But I think the sense that I get from him is he does not think there will be, which is weird.
I'm confused. Does he outline what false flag he is talking about in this regard?
Yeah, basically someone at a parking garage shooting a bunch of people.
Okay.
Like setting up and mass shooting.
Right.
Or maybe a bomb or something.
I don't understand how that would be a false flag. That would just be a regular, if Antifa is an international terrorist organization, which we, as we all know, it is, then for them to do that would not be a false flag. That would be a regular flag.
Right. So here's where the false flag part comes
in. Okay.
The person who would do it will end up like being found dead and be a MAGA person.
Okay.
Like they would sheep dip this person as a right wing Trump supporter.
All right.
All of the people that they shoot are the No Kings protesters.
Uh-huh.
So it's pinning this giant terrorist attack, mass murder on a Trump person. So that's the false flag aspect.
Right. But if I understand terrorism correctly, I recall ISIS taking credit for terrorism attacks that they didn't even do on account of to inspire terror.
Sure.
Right. So if I'm a terrorist organization, I don't false flag. I am only false flagging if I'm a government organization trying to exploit the terrorists, right?
Maybe. I don't know. I think different terrorist groups have different strategies.
That's fair.
I think,
I'm not in charge of all the terrorists. That's fair.
Yeah, yeah. I think maybe ISIS wasn't as interested in false flags as as Alex
as
might
maybe
be.
Some other terrorist organizations.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
But I think that he's ambivalent about overcommitting in a way that is strange because I think he usually commits pretty hard.
Yeah.
But before I get into all of that and then back into the No Kings, because you know you'll see the fireworks tonight. Oh, look, peaceful, all the news. Oh, boomers out there, you know. Now look at that in Chicago. We want illegal aliens. We want mass rape. We want fentanyl. We want dozens dying every week. We want crime in the streets. Give us what we want. And will it happen today? Will somebody machine gun a large crowd and blame it on a Trump supporter? That's the last ingredient. That's all they've got left on the front of false flags. They got some other tricks up their sleeves as well, but that's where we are right now. That's coming up. And you'll notice I'm talking about this a year ago, 6 months ago, a month ago. Now, finally, the GOP, finally, the other talk shows, finally, the Patrick McDavid's there, which is great. My job is to just get you guys to go look at the Podesta plan, for holy sakes. I mean, it's like, this is ridiculous. I mean, it's literal treason. Literal battle plan for a staging a civil war. This is cut and dry. And so people wonder why everything I say keeps coming true, because they have damn plans, like the lockstep for the COVID lockdowns, for heaven's sakes. I mean, it's so easy if you just know the enemy's arrogant and thinks you don't read their white papers.
So more or less, Alex is expressing an exasperation with folks in his branch of the media that they don't run with his talking points. He makes up shit about things like the Podesta plan and Operation Lockstep that are based on fundamental misunderstandings of primary sources and cherry-picking details to make a case after the fact. This really works with his audience because none of them care about accuracy or reality, so there's no downside for Alex. He's always right, even when he's wrong. He predicts false flags, and if some mass shooting happens, then he called it. If nothing happens, the mass shooting didn't happen because he predicted it and he scared the globalists into not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
He has a system in place where his false reality of content has the audience captured, so he can get away with whatever he wants. Alex is begging these other figures to just understand that they have the same thing going on. They can get away with whatever they want, and what's the point of creating that kind of information space if you don't abuse it?
Mm-hmm.
Tucker got attacked by a demon. Alex has frequent prophetic visions from God. Nothing matters anymore. In the past, these types of people would have been cast out of the mainstream, but the mainstream doesn't exist at this point. There are no gatekeepers that can rightly accuse someone of being a liar and a racist in the way that it'll actually cause any drop in their profits or access to a wider audience.
Right.
Alex's frustration is that a lot of these folks aren't willing to use his propaganda angles because they know they're full of shit and they're worried that using them will make them look bad.
Right.
They don't realize that the whole landscape has changed and you can use Alex shit now.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
In the past, it would have been embarrassing and disgraceful.
Yeah.
And you'd worry about consequences of riding the InfoWars train.
No.
But now it's fine.
It's all self-image. It's all what you want to see yourself as. Like, I'm sure there are still, you know, for our entire lives, there have been journalists at Fox News who are like, but we're actual. No. I know you know those guys, but we're actual journalists, you know, mm-hmm. But and they still probably see themselves like that. They just don't realize that, you know, they don't have to pretend anymore.
Yeah. For the last 20 something years or whatever, Alex has existed for the right wing as the person who's like, well, I'm not him.
Exactly.
And I think that lingers even now that is gone.
Yeah.
Like that.
You don't need to not be him. Enjoy being him. Have fun.
You could be
crazy.
I'm not Nick Fuentes, or I could be, I'm not David Duke, or I'm not David Icke.
Yeah.
You could do those now, maybe, if you needed some cover. But Alex, no. Everything is him now.
Nazi relativism is still on the table.
Mm-hmm. You have to push it further.
Exactly.
Alex is within the, Overton window.
Yeah, over Nazi window. Now we've got to rename it, because now it's just the Nazi window, basically.
Yeah.
How far Nazi are you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So the press corps at the Pentagon had a little bit of a shakeup. Did you hear about this?
No. What do they do with the press corps? Why does the press... Never mind. What are they doing now? What are they up to, these kids?
Oh, it's some good stuff.
All right.
Notice that the media has been spinning at the corporate media that, Hegseth kicked the corporate media out. No, they had them sign rules to stop running around in the halls, going in people's offices, classified areas, causing a giant circus. They're worried about spies. They have to wear badges. And a bunch of corporate media said, we're not going to follow that rule. So they said, good, get out of here. And instead, you've got now more and more real independent media that actually goes to the press conferences, goes to the briefings, and actually asks real hardcore questions. And it's just amazing the questions they're getting asked. Oh, Lindell TV. Oh, you know, it's fantastic.
You might notice that Alex can't come up with a single example of one of these hardcore questions that outlets like Lindell TV are asking.
Lindell TV is asking questions.
Yeah, it's okay. Kind of telling that he just kind of peters out.
Yeah.
They're not asking hardcore questions.
Yeah, that sounds right.
It's a fun image that Alex is creating of a madhouse and the Pentagon press corps that Hegseth just had to get under control. It's basically an Antifa riot at the press room every day. In the real world, the Pentagon created a new rule where anything that the press corps reported had to be approved by Hegseth before publishing. It's a comical attack on the free press,
yeah.
And every member of the press corps except OAN refused to sign the new rules and turned in their badges rather than work in an environment where you're trading access for integrity.
One American network should do that, though. That's the name of the network that should be like, hell yeah, we'll report exactly what you tell us to. We're One American Network.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
So the press corps all walked out together. So now they've been replaced by loyalist shitheads like representatives from Mike Lindell's network, The Gateway Pundit,
sure.
Jack Posobiec, and Tim Pool's podcast.
That's great.
This is a moment that really captures the political pulse of right now. The Secretary of War, who's a former talking head on right-wing media, attempted to impose severe rules to chill the free speech of the press corps that covers his department, which he knew they wouldn't agree to.
Right.
It was a means of squeezing out any adversarial press so they could be replaced by the most spineless and ineffectual shitheads around who they consider themselves part of the administration,
yeah.
or at least they personally associate themselves with the power that Trump wields.
Yeah.
Do you think that Jack Posobiec is going to report on a story that's threatening to the Trump administration, knowing that doing so could politically help the Democrats? He wrote a book about the left called The Unhumans last year.
Mm.
So if you're Hegseth, you should feel pretty safe about having him be the guy who's assigned to cover your beat.
Yeah.
Like, this is crazy shit.
Yeah.
And the idea that Alex is, like, super on board with it just shows, like, okay, man, you're not even pretending.
It is such a... You know, it's like, it feels so much like all of these people have no grasp of where we are in time. Like if you're these press corps people, then you're not in a situation. This isn't in 2014 where you could resign and Obama would be like, oh, that's embarrassing and all that shit. This is 2025. Show up tomorrow and say, fuck you. I'm going to do my job anyways.
Well, you'll be thrown
out. You know,
out.
Exactly. But make them throw you out again. Mm-hmm. They're boring. They're bored. They just want to have something to do. Have fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, go anyway, sure. I don't, what's the harm in it? Maybe you get arrested. And, you know, but I do think that turning in your badge rather than signing that is a principled stand that you need to take. I think the alternative is, well, it's OAN.
Yeah, just lie. No, just lie to him. Sign it and then continue doing the same thing that you always do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think then you'll probably, it'll have the same effect. You'll be thrown out or arrested.
Exactly. But you want to be arrested.
Mm-hmm.
You want to push. You don't want to fucking retreat immediately, as is always the case.
Well, in this case, there were negotiations and such about, like, you know. So.
Oh.
There was an attempt to fight to negotiate with this very clear.
Exactly. There was an attempt that would have made sense in a different world, in a different time. We don't live there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's got to stop. Everybody's got to stop thinking, oh, this is what we would have done 10 years ago, so we'll do it now. It's not going to work.
You're probably right that it's not going to work.
You know?
But I think ultimately, I think we can agree that Hegseth making this rule is a way to try and eliminate real press.
Yeah.
It's an attempt to create a press corps full of PR people for Trump.
Right.
And that goal is going to be achieved no matter what your actions are.
Sure.
If you stick around, they'll find a way to remove you.
Right.
And I think in the same way that pretending we live in the same world as the past, I think it would be a mistake to pretend that it would matter if you got arrested.
Oh, it'd be fine.
Yeah. I think that it reaches the same end that we're at now.
Sure.
And maybe you just end up in jail.
Sure.
Not to say that, you know, people should just go along with the impositions of the...
I don't see why not.
I don't know.
Yep.
I think it's ultimately the same, and signing it would be counter to everything that these outlets stand for.
I wish them well in their search for what they stand for.
Sure.
I hope they find it someday.
So Alex is he's talking about ICE.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he's kind of like, he gets it.
Yeah.
They're meant to terrorize people. They're meant to scare people.
That's their gig.
Now I want to get into the Austin police taking action. Yeah, we don't just need the feds to, you know, go after the human traffickers and the rest of it. They only got 10,000 enforcers in ICE total. That's like nothing. Oh, my God, this giant fascist army, 10,000. Oh, we're all dead. The left does really uprise. It's going to be the local police and things like that to deal with. That's why it's so dangerous that the left controls most of those departments. Trump is doing visual stuff to make criminals think that they don't have free rein, but it's like parking an empty police car on the road so people don't speed. It's working because the criminals are so stupid, but it's literally a paper tiger. This is the opposite of a tyranny. The Pentagon secretly training local police around the country for decades to confiscate guns and arrest you for your speech, and having clergy response teams and InfraGuard ready to take over all the major corporations and governments and seize control of the capitals extrajudicially and form a federal coup? Oh, that's what I'm an expert on. And instead, it's those blue cities already brainwashed and prepared to be anti-American, not the cops on average, but their leadership, that Trump is dealing with and putting up a posture to make them not be confident to do it. But it's just that. It's like a scarecrow. Ain't a real person up in a cornfield, but the crows still see it and don't, you know, come and eat the corn. At least for a week or so. Then you got to move the scarecrow. You got to put another hat on him. Kind of like you can put an owl up on your house if you're tired of, you know, I used to have water collection down in Bastrop. And I remember we were getting sick drinking the water and all the rest of it. I was reading. I went, wait, there's buzzards sitting on top of the house crapping into the water supply. Well, it's a federal offense to shoot buzzards, so I did some reading and put up a plastic owl and put up a plastic hawk, and they quit for a while. And then they stopped, and then I talked to some neighbors and said, you got to move the owls every few months. So I had like five or six owls on top of the house. And that's all Trump's done, stick a few scarecrows up. Oh, God, oh, go, 300 troops to Chicago, 200 Memphis. Oh, God, oh, police state.
Wow. Motherfucker.
Police departments have been trained during martial law to take your guns under the clergy response teams. I have all the documents, all the videos, all the admissions. And that's what the left's freaking out, because they're like, we tried to get the military to prepare for war with the people, but it didn't work. Incredible.
It's interesting to hear Alex make this defense that ICE raids and sending troops into these cities against the wishes of the local governments is all just like a scarecrow. It's not actually achieving the effect that the right-wing media is pretending that it is, but it's meant to scare people. I say that's interesting because that's basically terrorism.
Yeah, that is what the definition of terrorism is.
Alex is describing and supporting state-sponsored terrorism.
Yes, correct.
This is the angle that he's decided to take in order to defend his support of Trump doing all the things that he's supposed to think are tyranny, and it's thin soup. The actions that a leader takes are no longer that important, and some obvious tyrannical actions can be justified because, you know, they're the reason that they're being done. Alex spent all of his career screaming about his fantasies about Obama building FEMA camps to put him and his friends in, and now it's okay to imagine Trump would build camps to put Antifa in. Why? Alex has literally supported that.
Yeah.
Facebook and Twitter consulting with the CDC about public health messaging and strategy during a pandemic, that was the pinnacle of the attack on free speech. But now Hegseth installing a fully compliant Pentagon press corps, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's just fine.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't an argument that a sincere, serious person could make. It reveals how shallow his beliefs about liberty and freedom really are, and how he used them as a brand throughout his career to chase power. Now that he feels associated with power and that power is being used to do the exact things that he used to pretend to oppose, this is the only path available for him to maintain that feeling that he craves, which is the closeness to power.
Yeah.
He has to essentially be like, no, that's not what I meant before.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that. Police state. I mean, come on.
It's okay. If I have a friend who describes me as a light state-sponsored terrorist,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I would think that person is my friend. But somehow this is a positive thing that Alex says about ISIS. Ah, but they're light state-sponsored terrorists.
Right.
They're just here to terrorize you.
Yeah.
But like a fake owl would terrify a buzzard. You don't kill the buzzard.
Right. And Trump has to invade cities over and over again and different cities because otherwise you'll get used to the owl.
Exactly.
And it won't work as a scarecrow anymore.
Anyways, the point is
consume
more things. Buy things.
Colostrum.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shilajit. Fucking words.
Methylene blue will keep you from getting kidnapped.
Alex talks about how later his face got kind of puffy because he stopped taking methylene blue.
Ooh, that'll happen.
And so now he's back on it, and he's
back on the blue,
and his face is getting back to not puffy.
Just fucking blow it up.
So there are some people who do want to blow it up.
Sure.
And you know, there's some people who have taken some shots at ICE people
naturally,
but they're fucking stupid.
Oh.
And Alex mocks them.
Oh.
The media tried to spin it. Oh God, it's probably a right winger. Because they shot illegal aliens. No, it was a communist Antifa moron who wasn't even smart enough if he wants to kill federal agents. And I want to tell him how to do it. It's just, at a certain point, you got to make these points. Too dumb to wait and shoot right in his front and shoot the drivers. Imagine being that stupid. But that's who they are. When they shot up in South Texas a month before that, they shot some illegal aliens. Because they just drive up and just spray a building. Here, let's just spray a building. Let's just spray the building. Let me tell you, if there's a real civil war, right-wingers ain't going to be shooting up federal buildings or cops or anybody. They're going to be coming to leftist leadership houses or going to be waiting down the street from your job. And I don't want this to happen. I'm just letting you dumbasses know. You think a civil war with us is going to be us going out and killing dumbass leftists in the street and having riots and lining up and like fighting with each other? No, that's not how it's going to look. It's going to be all your houses burning down. It's going to be when you walk out your front door, somebody puts three bullets in your chest. And listen, I don't want that, but I'm just telling you, we do the hanging. We do the killing. We know how to do it. You are a joke.
So this is far from the first time that Alex has said something like this, but it's probably notable to remember that Vance Bolter was an InfoWars fan, and he did exactly what Alex is saying smart right-wingers will do.
Mm.
He showed up at elected Democrats' houses and shot them.
Mm-hmm.
Literally what Alex says,
like he just said,
would happen in
exactly
a civil war by
said.
The right
you bet.
People.
Yep.
As far as houses on fire, Josh Shapiro's house was firebombed, so mm-hmm. it seems like the kind of domestic terrorism that Alex says the smart version of the right wing will carry out is happening all around us.
Yeah.
But I guess he blames the left for it, so,
you know it's
secret
funny.
Antifa or something.
It's funny. Here's the funny thing about it, is that the smart version of the right, their tactics are, and this is going to blow your mind, identical to you're never going to believe this, the KKK!
What?
Yeah!
That's a coincidence.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, that, look.
It's wild.
Look.
It's wild how that works out,
that's
right?
Nuts.
It's crazy.
And it's similar to things that are happening now.
Yep.
And whenever Alex needs to evade responsibility for his closeness to these things,
sure.
He pretends that Antifa's doing it.
Yeah, but he also wants the smart people to do it.
Oh, yes.
The smart people would do it, but if it does happen, mm-hmm. it's not smart people, mm-mm. it's stupid Antifa terrorists.
Right, who are doing the same thing as smart right-wingers.
Smart right-wingers would do exactly what stupid Antifa terrorists would do, but they would do it this way because they're smart.
Yeah.
Everybody knows
I think
this.
The message is clear.
I think it makes sense to me.
Yeah. So Alex starts threatening that people are about to get some helicopter ride.
Sure. Great.
And
good stuff.
You're taking our restraint for weakness, and you're about an inch away, not very far, to really bad things. You want helicopter rides? You want to go for a helicopter ride? I'll assure you, it ain't like going through the love tunnel on a swan. Because you're very close to helicopter time. Because once it starts, and there'll be a danger after helicopter time of stopping that. There'll be an instinct to create a new type of tyranny that's right wing. I don't want that.
Hey, once there's helicopter time, you're already too far, and you're in that right wing tyranny.
I'm interested in a new type of tyranny that is right wing.
Mm-hmm.
What type of tyranny would that be?
I don't know.
It would have to be distinct from all the other right-wing tyrannies that I recall from all the other times right-wingers have ever had power.
Yeah, and apparently, like, Pinochet was just mild.
Yeah.
You know, the helicopter rides, disappearing political dissidents.
Yeah.
That whole thing is just like, you know, that's middle. It's severe, but it runs a danger of creating the right-wing tyranny that then Alex is going to have to deal with. So Alex has basically threatened murder of political rivals.
Sure.
And he seems to be kind of okay with that. But the danger is that this could start a right-wing dictatorship of some sort. And then that would be trouble.
That would be a problem.
And he'd have to fight against that, right? Because he's an anti-dictatorship guy. He loves democracy and the Constitution and all
that.
Sure. Right? That's a real danger.
It would have to be a thing he fights against.
Or...
or?
Maybe just retire. Who cares? Fucking call it quits.
All right.
But more importantly, I know if you push us into this, you'll be crushed. You'll be annihilated. Then we'll have to wind down what's been set up that has a tendency to continue with the tyranny. See, there's not a tyranny now. You're summoning one. And then I'm going to have to risk my life again with the right wing trying to dial them back and bring the Republic back. God, you dumb pieces of shit. I just wish you'd studied history and do anything. Because this stuff repeats 100%. In fact, if there's a real right-wing revolution in this country and you guys really ask for it and really get it, I'm just going to say, I retire, bye-bye, I'm leaving. Because at least we won't be cutting our sons' dicks off and stuff, but it's not going to be good. Not going to be a nice place. And everything you said was going to happen, you're creating, dumbasses.
Alex would choose to retire because if there's a right-wing dictatorship in this country, then he'll be perfectly satisfied with the end result. He wouldn't choose to fight against that because it would cater to his attachment to power, and he obviously knows that fighting against it would be super dangerous. His entire career has been about pretending that his enemies were trying to kill him all the time, but that's just an act. If there's a Pinochet type of government in place giving people helicopter rides, Alex is way too much of a coward to actually stand up to that. And why would he fight tyranny that protects his power?
Yeah.
Like, he's giving away so much by saying, like, if there's a revolution, fuck it, I quit. I'm not even going to try to fight against that.
That last bit is indicting. Like, what you've been yelling about is what you get. It's like, ah, don't say that.
Mm-hmm.
You're like a demon coming from the future to tell me that. That's fucked up.
Yeah, well, it's in line, too, with a lot of the rhetoric that you're hearing out of people like Tucker and Posobiec and these folks who are like, hey, you're conjuring Hitler.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are making another Hitler by standing up for your rights and not allowing discrimination and oppression and shit.
Yeah.
And that seems to be pretty message. There's a message discipline among these far right folks. Yeah. And that's worrying.
And it goes back like that voice they've had of like, this is what's coming for you. This is what the left is going to do to you. This is what the left is going to do to you. It's like, and you made the guys who do that.
Mm-hmm.
You made those guys.
You have at every point facilitated, supported, brought about this. And now you're going to watch these things happen and say it's our fault.
You're the globalists. You're the left wing. It's you guys.
Yep. The globalists are the politicians we propped up along the way or some shit.
Yep.
So we got one last clip here, and this is just an old-timey Alex rant. I felt like he was getting into some classic Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And we all could, you know, we could stand to feel that passion again.
Mm. We're so close to them shutting down InfoWars. And when it finally happens, you'll be like, oh, God, it was real. Yeah, we fought. Wasn't Cry Wolf. We fought. We fought. We fought. We fought. But the truth is, now that I'm not dying on this hill and I'm not the owner of the company and everything, we'll have even more money to expand or everything. That's great. You're like, well, why'd you fight? Because it was the right thing to do, and I had to draw them out and expose all their corruption for what we're going to do civilly to them. That's what God told me to do. And maybe a miracle happens, whatever. It's all in God's hands. I feel great. Love the crew. Boom. We already got people to hire them. It's on like Donkey Kong. And they're going to attack me and persecute me and lie about me. Great. I signed up, dumbasses. I love when they threaten me in these mediations. You know where the mafia will destroy. Oh, I didn't know that. I get like, really? You're criminals? I didn't know that. Holy hell. God, I'm going to go shit on myself right now. I had no idea I was taking people on. I had no. They just can't believe that I know they're evil and still take. That's why I'm doing it. I love it. Because my spirit wants to politically, nonviolently tear your carotid arteries out with my teeth.
Okay.
And I understand information is nine times more powerful than physical. So you see a physical manifestation through information here of my violence with the truth.
What?
But I don't do it because I hate you. I do it because I love those I'm defending.
What?
But I do hate your guts.
What?
And I love the fact you hate me because you're trash. And if scum and Satanists and pedophiles didn't hate me, well, then I wasn't on the right side of history. So I love the fact you're my enemy. I love it. And I'm getting stronger. And humanity's getting stronger. And you're getting weaker. And you know it. And your political blood is running out of your body right now. So, fill your hand. Because you summoned the terrible giant. And I am just a small little representation of it.
Okay.
I'm just a herald that came and beat the drum for the giant coming over the mountain to crush you. And as scared as you were, the little herald, the little messenger, now you will face the full wrath of justice. And I am here simply to announce its arrival.
This sounds insane.
That is crazy.
I am the Silver Surfer. I arrived to warn you to repent of your ways, or else Trump would come and crush you.
Who has awakened me from the deep slumber?
I mean,
Jesus Christ.
I like the ways that Alex is trying on new hats.
Yeah.
To try and, like, who am I? Am I the chronicler? Am I the herald?
Am I the doomsday preacher?
Yeah. What fits? What? How am I going to evade responsibility?
Yeah.
And not feeling like I have done something bad. I am merely the herald.
It's not my fault.
I'm a weatherman.
I didn't create the circumstances necessary for this to occur. That would be crazy.
Do you blame the meteorologist for the tornado?
If I were him, like in a real way, like strip away all the bullshit, the moment that he said, like, if the pedophiles and the monsters didn't hate me, I would, like, immediately think of Epstein and my entire world would collapse.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's why he has to keep moving.
They don't hate you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't.
Yeah.
They fucking love you. Well, let's not go crazy.
Ironically, Trump probably does not
do.
Like
they
Alex.
Do. Yeah,
you know,
they
like,
do.
They probably do hate him.
Right.
And they hate each other.
Right.
But
that's personal.
They don't see him, Alex, as a threat.
Right. Right.
That's more the issue.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, folks like Trump are not afraid of your dumbass.
No.
Anyway...
Jesus.
I think things are good.
Probably.
I think that there is a position that Alex is clearly showing.
Yeah.
And that is that, like, InfoWars is done.
Yeah.
He's just waiting.
Yeah.
And there's more money to be made with it gone. And I don't know what the fuck his content would be different.
Yeah.
If InfoWars is gone. But it doesn't feel energized.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like, even though he's trying to get, you know, he's getting back to some old timey fill your hand kind of stuff, it's still just, this feels dead on arrival.
Have we considered, right, and maybe this is probably not crossed people's minds, but have we considered just giving him the big, like, oh, you're shut down moment, and then he'll stop with all the legal stuff?
I think that someone has to have considered that. Like,
you know, like
give
just,
him the optics that he wants,
yeah.
And then this will...
And then it'll stop.
Yeah. I think someone must have. I don't know. And I would be... I think if I were in a position where I could do that, I would be worried that it wouldn't get the desired result that you want.
For sure.
Like, he wouldn't stop fighting if you just give him the Alamo.
That would be a bummer.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think until it does happen, we're going to be in a weird no man's land.
Yeah.
And I think he should do the painting show.
Yep.
I think he should do seances with Gene Hackman.
Absolutely.
There's a bunch of ideas for the content to get better. But I think we're just going to end up with him screaming about how a race war is coming and how Trump is awesome.
It's not going to happen here. You know, the painting show is not going to happen here. He needs a third space. Mm. He needs like a space that is just for the painting show.
Well, Chase might make him.
That's what I'm saying.
Chase is going to be his boss.
All right.
And Alex, you want this contract? You got to do that painting show.
We got to get a hold of Chase.
Yeah, look, you work for Bigley.
Exactly.
You do not work for Alex Jones anymore.
Not anymore. You literally can't.
And Bigley says, get to painting.
And I will sue you if you don't fulfill this fucking contract.
Yeah, or I'll tell the feds that you secretly own this company.
That is a good point. You do have about as good a blackmail as you could ever possibly have on somebody.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll check back in. A little shorter-y episode today, but I've been busy. Got to get this driver's license.
Yeah.
So we'll be back with another examination of what it's like to be a dipshit in 2025. but until then, we have a website.
Indeed we do. It's knowledgefight.com.
Yep. We'll be back. But until then, I'm Neo. I'm Leo. I'm DZX Clark. I am Mysterious Professor.
Woo, yeah, woo, yeah, woo.
And now here comes the sex robots.
Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.